Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick. And there was another confrontational test in North Korea over the weekend. Seismic monitoring strongly suggests that North Korea detonated a hydrogen bomb underground on Sunday. The announcement of the test ran on North Korean state television KRT over the weekend. It sounded like this.
The perfect success in the test of the H-bomb for ICBM clearly proved that the nukes of the DPRK are highly precise. The credibility of the operation of the nuclear warhead is fully guaranteed, as is the design and production.
The excited announcement there on North Korean state television. It was the most powerful weapon the North has ever tested. And of course, it comes right after Kim Jong-un and his government have been busy launching a series of ballistic missiles. The UN Security Council held an emergency meeting yesterday. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley had some stark words there.
Nuclear powers understand their responsibilities. Kim Jong-un shows no such understanding. His abusive use of missiles and his nuclear threats show that he is begging for war.
Joining me now is Daryl Kimball. He's executive director of the Arms Control Association. Daryl, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
What's the message here with this underground nuclear detonation?
Well, I think it's clear that the North Koreans are very determined to develop a capability to deliver nuclear weapons, not just to hit South Korea or Japan if there's a conflict, but if there's a conflict on the Korean Peninsula as far away as the continental United States. And their intercontinental ballistic missile tests earlier this summer make it clear that they're well on the way to developing that capability. The sixth nuclear test explosion, as you said, is their largest, and it suggests that there, too, they're making progress, technical progress, to develop a high-yield warhead that is small enough to be delivered on an intercontinental ballistic missile. So I think what is clear is that they are trying to develop a capability to deter what they fear, which is American aggression to topple the Kim Jong-un regime. I do not think they are, as Ambassador Haley said, begging for war. I think that's a misinterpretation of what North Korea is doing and saying.
Well, we already knew, Daryl Kimball, that North Korea had nuclear weapons. As you said, this is the sixth test. Does it fundamentally change the state of play, the sort of background conversation that goes on between states in a standoff like this?
Well, as you say, the North Koreans have demonstrated they have a nuclear weapons capability 10 years ago when with their first nuclear weapons test explosion in 2006. We have seen them advancing their capabilities, and I think it's fair to say that the recent intercontinental ballistic missile flight tests, this sixth nuclear test explosion, put them at a new stage, and we're in a more dangerous phase in this long-running crisis. It's more dangerous because if there is a conflict, the North Koreans can now claim that they can threaten U.S. military targets beyond the South Korea-Japan region. And so that changes the strategic calculus for the United States, for Japan and South Korea. It gives the North Koreans a substantial threat to hold U.S. Targets at risk.
We heard the statement from U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley there saying that the North was begging for war given this latest test. Is that just aggressive rhetoric that's paired with a realistic attitude about what the North is really up to? Or do you think there's a fundamental misunderstanding in the Trump administration about what's going on?
Well, on paper, the Donald Trump administration has a decent, fairly balanced policy towards North Korea, which they dubbed maximum pressure and engagement back in April when they unveiled this policy, which is an update of the Obama administration era policy. The problem is that the Trump administration has done a terrible job of implementing this policy, of articulating it. And I think Ambassador Haley earlier this week demonstrated that the administration is saying several different things and sending somewhat confusing signals to our allies and to the North Koreans. It's important for the United States to work with other countries to make it clear that any North Korean aggression will be met with force. We will protect our South Korean and Japanese allies. We need to maintain the international pressure through the international sanctions on North Korea to make it more difficult for them to acquire the materials and the money for their nuclear and missile programs. But we also need to engage, and the policy of the Trump administration has been a lot of pressure and, for all practical purposes, no engagement. And that's the key. The only way in which the United States and the international community have succeeded in the past in curbing North Korea's nuclear and missile efforts is through a combination of pressure and engagement in a coordinated way with our allies. And you also saw Donald Trump, after this sixth nuclear test explosion, lashing out not at the North Koreans on Twitter, but on against South Korea for seeking to engage with North Korea in a diplomatic dialogue to diffuse tensions. That's the missing ingredient. That's what we need to be supporting along with South Korea.
Now, the president also said on Twitter that the U.S. was considering cutting off trade with countries that trade with North Korea. But that threat didn't exactly seem credible to a lot of people, since the list of those countries includes China, includes Germany, a lot of other countries that the U.S. trades with. Was it a credible threat? Is that where U.S. policy might go?
Well, they're talking about it, but I think it's it would hurt the United States economy as badly as it would hurt some of these other economies. It's not a practical option. You know, I think that's another example of an empty threat. And the more that the Trump administration talks and fails to follow through, the less credible our statements become. So that's one of the things that worries me here. You know, the next step is for the United States to be working with the UN Security Council on a new package of sanctions, perhaps aimed at oil imports, to cut off oil imports to North Korea, which would severely hurt their what little economic activity they have. But we're not going to achieve the sufficient number of votes and avoid a Russian veto if the United States is not allowing for the possibility of serious, sustained diplomatic engagement with North Korea. And if Donald Trump continues to threaten fire and fury, if the North Koreans continue with their ballistic missile testing and nuclear testing, which I think we have to assume is going to continue so long as the current conditions exist.
A new nuclear test underground, this time in North Korea. Daryl Kimball, Executive Director of the Arms Control Association, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.